Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, if you think you're fat, you probably are. Now smile, and let's talk about life. The Obama administration and CDC have minimized the Ebola message even as cases continue to accelerate with more than 10,000 and almost 5,000 have died. The cause of this virus is 70% fatal. You don't judge risk by how many have died, but by how many could die without proper readiness of the healthcare system. Ebola is incurable with no known treatment or vaccine. Let's point out a few areas of great concern about Ebola HF. A new survey found that 94% of American hospitals are unprepared for an Ebola patient. Of 1,039 medical centers surveyed, only about 6% said they were well prepared. And that's according to the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology. These results are frightening and show an urgent need to bolster infection prevention resources in healthcare facilities. Asia is an enormous ignored risk area. The odds are high a traveler infected with the virus will go to Asia, where billions live in poverty packed together and where public health systems are weak. The number of Ebola cases could reach 1.4 million in West Africa by the end of January 2015, according to our CDC. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden warned this month that Ebola is spreading so rapidly it could become a global pandemic if not contained. The CDC notes that Ebola may be spread via airborne droplets from an infected person to another in close proximity. Droplet contact transmission occurs when larger droplets of virus-laden mucus or saliva are discharged into the air, such as a sneeze, and come into direct contact with the nose, mouth, or eyes of a healthy person, and that causes infection. This type of transmission occurs when proximity is very close, alleged to be within 3 feet. Clearing a test once or twice on landing at an airport does not mean the traveler cannot be infected in the time remaining between 2 and 21 days from contact with the Ebola victim for incubation. And some say for 12%, that period should be up to 42 days. World Health Organization does not declare a nation clear of Ebola until no new cases are reported for 42 days, not 21. Health workers have been infected despite wearing protective equipment while treating Ebola HF patients. Many healthcare workers who have been treating Ebola victims have contracted the virus even though they have followed established guidelines for wearing protective suits, masks, gloves, and other equipment. No one yet knows why. Weakened immune systems are a major problem, so while you wash your hands, stay away from infection areas and boost your immune cells nutritionally with MG beta-glucan, not just for Ebola, but for all pathogens seeking to attack your body and your immune response. Dollars are precious. You want to try something before you buy, and none of those shipping and handling add-on gimmicks, please. NSC wants you to have a free sample pack of NSC 100 Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan, a $15 value, absolutely free, with zero shipping and handling. NSC Ammunition Extra Strength Glucan is a potent nutritional immune booster, no prescription needed. The call is free, too. Help your body help you by calling 888-541-3997 or at NSC24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Health costs are skyrocketing, so see how you can save precious dollars at NSC24.com. Check out the Super Save and Combo Specials on NSC Ammunition products and call 888-541-3997 or go to NSC24.com to get your gift from me of a free sample, no postage, of MG Beta Glucan.